in lieu of lawsuit, they made an offer to through a renewed agreement to pay 52% of what residents would pay, which was under the tiered scenario. I think that they were somewhere, if you factor in their usage, somewhere around 44% or something of what you know, the base residential rate of people were paying for that lowest tier. They offered 52%, and you know, basically capping everything at the established rates for the next 20 years. And if the rates went above that, the contract allowed them to leave the city utility and to investigate digging their own well. Now, I think, you know, we have to figure out how to, you know, they're trying to figure out how to keep their plant going.
Right.
And I think that that's a reasonable thing to try to accommodate if possible. But, you know, when you have a 20-year contract put in front of you on something as delicate as the water rates and the lead service line replacement, without having really figured out what those rates are going to be for the residents, I think that there's a lot of concern and consternation on council to actually figure out what those rates are going to be for the residents first. And, you know, council got that, you know, probably within 24 hours of a meeting. And I think a 20-year agreement is something that, you know, they wanted to take their time to look at and consider.